law and University of Chicago educated attorney. She was a contemporary of Michelle Obama, founding partner of Martin & Martin, also written two books, Journey to the Top, 12 Steps to Control Your Career and Your Life. And she's also the mother of a child with autism. And the book is called The Everyday Advocate, Standing Up for Your Child with Autism and Other Special Needs. Please welcome to the show Areva Martin. Areva, what's your take on this guy's lawsuit?
Well, you know, as a parent of a child with special needs, as an autism and children's rights advocate, of course I'm always, you know, I'm disheartened when I see anyone making fun of or mocking someone with a disability, because I know it only serves to make the condition of that person even worse, and it, you know, reinforces negative stereotypes. But as a lawyer, you know, I'm not so certain this lawsuit has a lot of legs and that it's going to get very far in the court system. You said yourself that this young man posted a selfie on Instagram. You know, one of his causes of action is invasion of privacy, defamation. He actually has four.
Right.
Invasion of privacy, defamation, negligence, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. So when you take a selfie and put it on Instagram, you know, you're pretty much saying to the world, hey, world, take a look at me. So I'm not so certain that invasion of privacy cause of action goes very far.
Areva, I'm cynical enough to believe he put it on purpose, hoping that somebody famous would mock him and then he'd have a lawsuit.
Well, you know, Larry, you and I don't often agree, but I will say
we hardly ever agree.
That's accurate, but I will say this. After this mocking by Shaquille and the phone call and Shaquille then tweeting himself to his millions of followers, the young man did start an anti-bullying campaign called, you know, he started an anti-bullying campaign. He also got offered a job. He got invited to a national conference. And, you know, he got some notoriety would not have gotten.
If anything, or even maybe Shaq ought to be suing him for a percentage.
You know, this foundation, Hugs Not Judge, you know. I don't think Shaq should be suing him. But we do know in this world of social media that you can become an overnight sensation, an overnight star, if you have someone like Shaquille O'Neal who has, you know, huge numbers of followers pay attention to you and tweet you or post something about you on their Instagram account or their Facebook account. So I don't think this young man, you know, set out to become, you know, a national spokesperson for this, you know, horrible disease that he has. But he is profiting from it, no doubt about it.
Well, and that's the problem. When he's talking about damages, you pointed out all of the money or the potential money that he's making from this. You offset that. Even if he were to prevail, how would he get damages when he's benefited?
Well, beyond that, I mean, that's a good question. But, you know, defamation cases are incredibly hard to prove. You know, he has to prove that there was some false statement made by Shaquille, and I'm not so certain he even meets that threshold. And let's face it, Shaquille can hire the best team of attorneys in this nation to fight this young man who prior to this didn't even have a job. So, you know, think about the legal power that Shaquille brings to an action like this to protect his name and his brand, and the kind of battle, the courtroom battle. So I don't think this case, you know, gets very far. I think, you know, Shaquille's team sits down with this young man and figures out what he wants, and they try to work it out and get settled, and, you know, we never hear about it anymore. That's my guess about this.
So you wouldn't have the attitude of, hell no, I'm not giving this guy a dime. I was just joking. He's the one who put it out there. You'd sit down with him and maybe give him a little something to make it go away?
I think for the sake of Shaquille's brand, look, he doesn't need negative publicity. He doesn't need the disability rights community. He doesn't need individuals, you know, who are going to be empathetic to this young man, you know, angry at him. And no, he's not likely to give him money, but he could do so many other things for him. He's already done those things. I mean, one tweet by Shaquille could change this man's life, as it already has. One Facebook post, you know, one statement in favor of his new foundation. So there's so many non-monetary things that Shaquille can do in terms of a settlement of this lawsuit that would have huge benefits to this young man that prior to this lawsuit, none of us knew anything about. So I think there are ways to get this resolved without money ever passing hands.
Areva Martin, children's rights advocate, president of Special Needs Network, website arevamartin.com. Areva, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks, Larry.
Appreciate it.
Always my pleasure. Bye-bye.